Welcome back to Trash Rehash the Podcast. I'm Leo.
And I'm Breezy. And we're back, it's been a while, to rehash Real Housewives of New York. We're coming to an end. It is the end. We have the reunion part one tonight. It might actually be going on right now. I think it is. I think it's at 9.
Yes, I think so.
Which is fine with me because I don't like the commercials. So I'll watch you on Peacock tomorrow.
Which is... On Peacock, it's going to be the unedited version.
Will it be?
Uncensored.
It was confirmed.
I'm almost positive I heard uncensored, which I would rather see Uba call Aaron a Karen and whatever else uncensored. So I'm more than happy waiting overnight to see the uncensored.
Oh, I'm so happy. Like a couple weeks ago, someone that I follow was posting about like, oh, it was like a clip of the reunion. And I'm like, I need this uncensored, but I could not find. So I'm happy to, I'm like, you all should make everything uncensored and extended on Peacock. Like, just do it.
That's legit what I pay for Peacock.
It's a streaming service.
Because like, I want to see that.
You should have the option though. To not watch it, to watch it uncensored, I guess. Like, is there a kids option or is that a thing?
I'm sure there is, but like,
I mean, I don't give a fuck.
Legit will pay
yeah,
my monthly subscription just for reunion episodes to be uncensored for every Bravo show we watch.
I'm gonna go a step further and say I would pay an extra dollar to guarantee that all.
Oh, 1,000%? Yeah.
I would to. Guarantee that everything is, and don't get any ideas, Peacock. I know you're listening. Just make all the shit at this price uncensored. But that's exciting. Okay. So you've seen a lot. Have you seen a lot of those clips for the reunion tonight?
I'm trying not to look at too much because I want to be like completely surprised. But the Uba texting. Calling Aaron Karen, I couldn't get away from, and absolutely fucking hilarious. And I cannot wait to see Uba come out hot. Uba hot at the fucking reunion.
At Jenna. That's who I'm like her coming at like, Jenna. Whoa. Like early, like coming in hot. Like, yeah, no, Jenna is fake, you know, basically. So I'm excited because it seems like it's not going to be really a rehash of the season necessarily. Like, there'll be steps to rehash, but it seems like they've got more to talk about. And I love that.
It seems like it's like current beef with outside the show that's, you know, kind of what
they must be really be friends or they must be really hanging out with each other. They must really want another season. Like, I love that. Sorry, y'all, if my sound a little stuffy. My allergies are ridiculous right now. My eyes have been like burning too. I'm like, I need to stop rubbing them. I keep like rubbing them. So we have two episodes to rehash, the last two episodes. And honestly, there were some parts that were kind of boring, but then the parts that were not. I want to talk about the swingers night from the first episode that we're rehashing. I think that is something I've been wanting to talk to you about since it happened. So that's when it was Aaron and Abe, David and Cy, Jessel and Pavitt, and Uba all get together at swingers, which I'm guessing, they had Putt-Putt and it's a restaurant bar, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of funny that's called swingers when we keep talking about Abe and Aaron eventually being swingers. This whole night like really pissed me off, like how Cy flips out on Jessel and is like yelling at her, which is not the first time, calling her a liar because of the Vietnam points. Like, she's not lying. What are you talking about?
Which, to be fair, Jessel never gave a direct date. She said in a few weeks. I just wish Aaron and Sai would just admit, like, I just don't like Jessel. I don't like her. Boom. I would respect them so much more if they said that versus the shit that they're pulling, because it is my mean girl shit that they're pulling.
It
And
is. She called it.
that's why they're getting up so upset when she's saying you guys are being mean girls. It reminds me of every other show that we've watched where someone's being a mean girl. They get so defensive about it. Yeah, it's a mean girl shit. It's just bizarre to me.
And it's,
What's
I just. And I don't know if this is the right word of if this is correct to say it, but I feel like when Sai asked Jessel, or she's calling saying that Jessel's a liar, which this happens again in the last episode, the finale too. And Jessel asked her, "What am I lying about?" And she, because she's saying that you lie all the time, you know, you make no sense, you talk in circles. Like, I feel like it's just. Seems like she's gaslighting Jessel. Like,
She
Jessel,
is. She
like,
is.
what are you like? She actually does make sense. You are the one who's talking in circles. You can't think of a lie. And the only one that you keep thinking is a lie, and a lie, which is not a lie, is this whole Vietnam thing. Like, and you are talking about her and Aaron are talking about or making alluding. To that Pavitt might be cheating on her or doing
Well,
something to
you
her.
not liking the answer she gives you does not mean that she's lying or making no sense. Like the way Poppet, which, you know what, comeback player of the season, Poppet. I wrote him off the first few episodes. I will admit that I was 100% wrong. He's fucking hilarious. He explained it. Sure, these are fucking rich people. You tell me Jenna Lyons doesn't have airline miles. She has to, blow through, and that, yeah, we'll take a little vacation here or there. And also, I just love Jessel and Pavitt together. When he called, Psy bipolar, even she was like, "Hey, dude, you can't say that. That's not acceptable." He immediately backtracked, which you don't see very often that,
Yeah.
because I also think I was like, yeah, we you can't be saying that shit. And then, fast forward to the most recent episode, Brynn, she blew that out of proportion where she forgot to mention, that both Pavitt and, Jessel said, yeah, that wasn't cool. Didn't mean it like that at all. That was fucked up. But no, Jessel, even her on Watch What Happens Live, like she is just, I mean, she legit had a Rolling Stone article about her, and they didn't even mention Erin by name. They just called her a Trumper.
That's hilarious. That's such a dig. I love that.
Iconic. Jessel has moved her way up, even in the Bravo sphere for me. Way up. I love Jessel. We wrote her off, like I said before.
We did not
Bad on
write her
us.
off. We didn't
But
write her off. We said that everyone was great, but like,
we're like, eh, I don't know
man.
enough about her and
But I'm telling you, I was with her about that gown, that lingerie.
it was
I know she's
ugly.
coming around now saying that it's actually not that bad. It's kind of
Because
cute.
she's
You're
trying
a
to be
fucking
nice.
liar. No, I sound like Sai. You're a fucking liar, Jessel. That's what you lie about. No, you're being sweet. As she should be.
But
She
the
learned.
more we
But
see Pavitt and Jessel, it's like, oh my God, these people are just literally being themselves. Like, they're
we just
goofy.
didn't know them, you know?
There's
If you don't know somebody, it's like, yeah.
no infidelity rumors. None of that shit. Like, those two remind me of like how we are with our, partners, where we're just like constantly joking around,
It was really sweet when she's like, First of all, when she was getting emotional with Jenna and Bryn, like the next night or the next day, whatever, I think it was when he called her bipolar. And they said, actually, okay, yeah, you're right. She's a bitch. I usually am like, no, men can't say that. But no, it was just funny. It's reality TV. That's the only time that it's allowed. No, I'm so mad about it. But
Even
it
at
was laughed out
this
loud.
swingers party, it's like, I don't think, no matter what Jessel and Pavitt say, it's gonna get misconstrued. When they ask, like, what's your favorite thing about Jessel? And he's like, I love that I can do whatever I want with the person I love. Like, saying, Jessel and I can both, do things that we enjoy with each other, which that makes it even better. And then Aaron or Karen, meant that is, I like to do whatever the fuck I want to do without Jessel around, which is not what was said at all. Even Uba shut that shit down. She's like, no, that actually was really nice to hear, which I agree with Poppet. Like, I love that I can do the things that I want to do. And Sam supports me, or we do things together that we both enjoy. Like, that's the best part about being in a relationship with someone that you love, is you get to do the things you want to do, and the other person appreciates it.
Yeah, like our guys are big supporters of trash rehash. They don't care that we be talking our shit. They actually watch a lot of our shit, so and have
And
become
it's
reality
added the
TV
bonus.
watchers. And I'm assuming Sam didn't before you. I know Jake didn't before me. So,
A billion
but
percent. No. Can't know.
thousand, yeah, now he would
What
be
the
loving
f
Summer House.
yeah.
Now he'd be drinking Lover Boy. But yeah, back to that favorite thing about your wife. Abe said them not having a boring life, and David said her honesty. It's interesting that it's her honesty when like how they got into the relationship was a little questionable, which I'd like more confirmation from the show about that. I'm surprised we didn't
Yeah.
get any of that in this season, but we might not even get Cy back in a second season, is what I'm seeing, which I think would actually be a loss. I actually,
It
people don't like her, whatever, but she is good for the show. Like, we can't have everyone getting along. Like, she has friends. It's not like she doesn't have Aaron or she's not friends with
No.
Bryn. I mean, like, she's friends with people. She's friends with all of them. It's like, I just don't
Yeah, I
see
mean,
she wouldn't be brought back.
she is not my favorite of this
No.
show, but do I think it would be a loss without her? Yes, because there'd be a whole hell of a less lot thing of us to talk about if Sai's not on the show.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I respect people that are honest,
Me
but
too.
there's also, is she being very honest? Because just call it for what it is, what you don't like about Jessel. Because you're being wishy-washy and not being, direct on what your real issue is with her. Well, she lies. Jessel said, well, I didn't lie about that. Like, this is what happened. And she's never like, oh, well, blah, 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 blah. No, she just say you don't like Jessel. That's fine. Like, you all don't have to actually like each other, you know?
Yeah, for real. It's like your honesty, like she's like, don't take my honesty or yeah, for bitchiness or whatever, whenever they bring out the fact that Poppet called her a bitch. It's like you're mean. And also, if you were honest and real, you would own it that because she's like, I don't care, Jessel. I don't care. Like, you do fucking care. And like, oh, we never talked about you and Pavitt's marriage. Like, that's fucking bullshit. Like, you're in confessionals all the time talking about alluding to him doing something in Vietnam, which is like really such a stretch. I mean, in the wedding ring shit, you know, it's just, it's too
Which
fucking much.
like is insane because both you like Aaron and Sai, both of your husbands said if you guys didn't have sex for the amount of time, those two, one, Abe said he'd be fucking other people, no doubt. And David said, yeah, we wouldn't be in a relationship at all anymore. So,
So, yeah, what?
I mean, I would be appalled if my significant other said that on camera. I'd be like, what do you value about this relationship? Like, we need to really talk about this
That's what
relationship then.
I'm
If
saying.
that's the go-to issue.
Yeah, and like I liked David early on. Like he was a lot of voice of reason for Sai, and I still probably believe that. But when he does ask Ubo why is she single, like why is a woman like her, like why does she have a man? I was, ugh. Like, what's up with these guys? Like, what is up with these? But then I respected him coming to her and apologizing and taking it as a girl. Like, he was really good about it. But I liked that she, let it, was real about it and was honest about how
Yeah,
it made her
he's like,
feel.
I don't think he was being malicious. I
No.
think he was trying to be like a,
Yes.
how's a girl like you still single or single, blah, blah, blah. And I love that he said, like, I never should ask you that. Like, that was inappropriate. Total respect. He wasn't downplaying her feelings. He was like, yep, that was wrong. Again, we don't see shit like that all the time. It's always like,
No.
yes, but
Yeah.
he totally acknowledged that, like, yeah, that wasn't cool.
But
And I love
honestly, like,
that.
I don't think he's like that bad. I think
No.
Abe is probably my least favorite of the husbands at the moment. He's
He's
still
kind of
not the
creepy.
worst. He's cut. Yes, that's my. Like, it's like, okay, we get it. You want to fuck your wife all the time, like, and oh, and you might actually want to swing or have.
Which, hey,
A three
whatever. If
or
you.
threesomes with a gay man or whatever you want, like, because that's New York. I don't give a fuck. But it's just like kind of like,
Well.
should we be talking shit about your marriage and about your husband's intentions? If that
Well.
was the other way around, you know she would be talking
And
about it.
what if Jessel, well, let's say Pavitt was going to Vietnam to, fuck random people and Jessel's okay with it. That's not okay,
That's,
but
yeah.
they said in 10 years they want to both be
Yeah.
swingers. Like, who gives
That's
a fuck? If, I mean,
what I'm saying. Like, who
if that's what
cares?
Jessel and
What?
Pavitt want to do, I don't care at all. Legit, I don't even care if these people stay together or not. It's none of my
No.
business.
Don't care.
I don't care. But yeah, it's just the, can you guys just admit you don't like Jessel? That
Yeah.
would make me actually like them a lot more if they could, like, I just don't like her. We're not gonna be friends. That's it. Boom. Be honest.
Yeah, just be honest. And that's what's most frustrating. That and like her yelling, like she's constantly yelling at folks. Like, bitch, if you don't shut the fuck up. Like, if I was there, oh my God. Like, I feel like she doesn't do that shit to everybody, but she does that shit to like Jessel all the time. She's always yelling at Jessel, and it's like you're lucky you're not yelling at Bryn like that. Like, Bryn will like knock you in your fucking face, and so would Uba and. Aaron
Yeah.
wouldn't. She would yell at Aaron like that. Aaron's a little bitch. Aaron wouldn't do shit but cry. But Oh, she'd do that to Jenna too. She did do that to Jenna. I feel like she kind of yelled at, or she went, they kind of all, they shouldn't yell at Jenna. But now the final episode, well, honestly, one last thing about this first episode. The thing that Sai started talking to Jessel about. That she, I felt like she was like turning the tables on was Jessel bringing up her mom. And look, I understand, like Jenna was saying, like it's tough, it's about her mom, But the way that she's like, I never talk about my mom, I never open up about my mom, like, but you did, like,
That's the
you
main thing I know about
literally,
her.
yeah, I don't know anything else about her. You opened up to her to the whole fucking group. She's like, I don't talk. But you did, and you did it. And look, you have every right to say, like, hey, like in that moment when they're talking to Jessel, hey, I'm really not trying to talk about my mom right now. Like, I know you're trying to make like a connection, but I don't want to talk about it. She didn't do that. I think that Jessel would have been like, oh, I'm sorry, I respect it.
Because
Even now, she would have like she was, but you're not even giving her that grace to be like, oh shit, I'm sorry. Like, I didn't know that. Well, you should have known that, basically. Like, I never talked about her. Yes, you did. Like, you just did. I get it that you don't talk about her all the time. I understand why, but like, you did open up to us about her. And like, she, this is also what you were mad at her about for making a connection. And she was like, I'm trying to help show you, like, I think it made sense to me. And I don't think Jess was going in circles. I don't think she doesn't make sense. I don't think she's being
No.
insensitive. But I understand how that is triggering for Sai. But Sai, you can't throw a fucking temper tantrum. Like, get some fucking therapy so you can learn how to talk to people about shit like
Well,
this. Like, what the
because
hell?
first she was bitching that Jessel was trying to compare the two, and then
Which he
Jessel said,
wasn't.
and then Jessel said, "Hey, I was not, trying to compare or make it equal. Like that's not what it was." And Sai goes, "I don't really give a fuck what you say at all. Like, none of that bothered me." And Jessel's like, "Well, you made it pretty apparent that you were pissed at me for fucking saying that. If she would have just, yeah,
Care.
if she would have been upfront and honest, I think Jessel legit would have been like, okay, we're not talking about this at all. Like, it's your story to tell. We're not gonna delve into it if you don't want to talk about it." But yeah, it's just the mixed signals from Sai is, even as a viewer, it's hard to watch. I'm like, okay, well, you literally shit talked her in your confessional that she was trying to one up you. And when she said, "Hey, I really apologize. That's not my intentions," you were like, "Well, I didn't give a fuck at all." It's like, well, you did. You made a big stink about it.
It's like when you do it in your confessional, when you do it on camera behind the person's back, too, but then to their face, you're like, get out. Like, you're doing the most. Now, I feel like in the finale episode, the big thing is Brynn's birthday, this masquerade theme party, which. Brynn is an Aquarius. I remember looking that up, which I love because I'm an Aquarius. So this is taking place around February-ish, unless she's a January Aquarius, but I'm sure she's February. Which w I was like, oh wow. So this is just this year in February when the season ended. It's just wild when you think of like how long it's been. But also not, you know, it's like a little bit of both. This is the first season. It's not the first season, but kind of for them. What did you think about this theme? Do you like a masquerade theme? Are you into that?
It's a little overdone. But hey, you know what? At least it's not a Great Gatsby theme,
Oh my
which
goodness,
is
that's literally what I was about to say. I was like, it makes me think of like Great Gatsby, which, whatever. You know what? I hear it's on Broadway right now, and I would actually see it on Broadway, like a musical version. But yeah, that is so played out. Like the Great Gatsby
But
theme, like, come on.
the funny thing is, it was they made a big deal about it, and then literally no one wore masks the whole fucking episode, besides briefly.
Yeah, everyone came, like Jessel came in with it, and so did Jenna. But now, okay, we have to talk about, because this is probably like one of the most annoying things outside of Sai. Aaron and Sai. Jessel's completely spot on calling her fucking parrot. Like, never, I've never believed something more other than like. Except for that, you know, what does it matter? Aaron is a fucking parrot. When Sa not Sai, Jessel comes into the party and she goes up, she goes, hey. Like she says hey to them both. And she doesn't give them a hug. And she walks away and goes and says hi to more people. And Aaron is like, no hug, no warm welcome. Okay, that's weird. And she's like walking, she goes up to Abe. She didn't even like say hi to me. Like she didn't even, well, she did say hi to her. She goes up to like everyone else, like basically crying about it. Goes up to Jessel. You didn't say hi to me. Like, what did I do? Like, did I do anything? She's like, actually, did say hi to you. And it like replays her saying hi because she did say hi. She's like, well, like, what is there something wrong? Oh, is there something wrong? Like, yeah, you were talking about my husband, about him not wearing a wedding ring, about him going to Vietnam. Like,
Well,
are you wearing fucking a blindfold or whatever she says in the reunion?
yeah. Well, and even like Jess was like, I thought we were just being civil. Like, we're not best friends. Like, we're just being civil with each other. Like, we're friendly enough. That's it. Which is fine. Like, I'm fine with Housewives not being best friends. That, like, I'm not expecting an Aaron and Jessel just hanging out scene, which is fine. But Aaron, you've made it pretty clear that you don't want to be close with Jessel. And Jessel's like, bitch, okay. I'll say hello to you and that's it. Like, we can be fine with each other. Like, that's it. I said hello. I'm not gonna, bend over backwards for you. But then now you're not okay with that.
Yeah.
Like, what do you
Make it make
want? You
sense.
bet a huge fucking bitch to her the whole season.
The whole season. They were literally talking all this shit. I mean, it was mostly Prince stirring the pot with this, but before she even came in, saying like how, well, would you even notice like if she was here? Like, isn't she like camo Psy? Like she is like blends in. It's like she's actually the most popular one of the
And
season,
you
but
know they have
that's
to be
Jenna that
seen.
blends in that we forget about. Like,
You know they have to be seething that Jessel has become like, what do they
all
call
of
them?
them.
Tank, her fans are tank tops or something like whatever.
That's hilarious. That's great. Oh, that's
You
great. I didn't have
know,
any.
Psy, not so much Aaron. I feel like I knew I wasn't gonna like.
Erin
Fully
is
like
a
Aaron.
flip-flopper, is gonna go to whoever. She's not gonna be mad about who's ever is being
She
loved. She's
was
just
more that
gonna
she
kiss their ass.
surprised me that I liked her more than I expected.
Yeah, still like her more than I expected to.
Yeah.
Like,
But I feel
because
like
she's a
her
fucking
or
wuss.
Psy thought that they were going to be top dogs. And I mean, Jessel's getting Rolling Stone articles. I mean,
Jessel, I'm telling you. Erin's whole tagline being, I'm a true New Yorker. The only
bullshit.
bull I take is by the horn. Bitch, that is the biggest lie. Like,
Bullshit.
Psy is like, she's not the baddest in the bunch. Psy is a little bit more, won't take no shit, but she still won't be real to to someone's face. Erin is a crybaby bitch. I did not see that happening like at the beginning. I actually felt like she was gonna be, it was when she started crying with the Uber sunglasses that I'm like, God, she's like a fucking
That's where
crybaby.
she took the
Yeah,
nosedive for me.
nosedive. Yeah, like, and I think she just hitched herself to Psy and they were thinking, yeah, whatever. And the season just didn't turn out probably how they thought it was going to turn out. I mean,
No.
we do get okay, we had to talk about the Ubers Connecticut guy. So Uba tells Psy back at Swingers, like after the husband David asked her why she's single, whatever, and she tells Psy like, this is who I got, shows a picture of him. Please tell me, like, don't tell anyone. It's like, she promises she won't tell anyone. She tells Aaron accidentally on camera, does not say Connecticut, but says she's got a man, whatever. Off camera, her and Aaron tell Bryn, and they say that they have a triangle of trust or a circle of trust.
Which
An alliance.
to me, It didn't seem like it was like a, oh, offhand they said something like, oh, hey, don't say anything. Like, it seemed
This.
like it was a full-on discussion and shit talk, I'm sure, about Uba in
And
this
if it
meeting.
wasn't a shit talk, it was still telling all of her fucking business.
Yes.
Like, okay, you, because what you told Aaron on camera, you didn't say Connecticut, so no one would be able to identify who this man
Which.
is. But you think that now they would because she said, I heard you got a man in Connecticut? Like, is that really gonna give it away?
Which. Okay. Do I think the biggest shit star of the whole season is Brynn? Yes. But. I'm on Brynn's side during this little blow up. Because you know what? She was just told this information from a second party. If Uba told her this information and then she retold it, I would say yes, that's shitty. But she has broke the shitty trust that Sai broke. So, and I don't think Sai necessarily or Brynn was being malicious. I think she was trying to like be funny and get a one-liner in. But this is all comes back to Sai breaking that trust from Uba because she one not only told Aaron, but then she re-talked about it with Aaron and Brynn. So I think she's at fault here.
Yeah, like the way I see it is Uba told Sai, asked Sai not to say anything. Sai spilled all the beans to part, I'm sorry, part of the beans to Aaron on camera, all the beans to Aaron off camera, all the beans to Bryn off camera. How is Bryn supposed to know, decipher what was said on camera? Because she knows that she slipped up and told, that Sai slipped up and told Aaron on camera. Because that's why she's saying, but you said that on camera.
Because,
she doesn't, she said something very vague, but she
yeah.
didn't say, she just didn't know that Connecticut was also, you know. Okay, if she didn't say Connecticut and she just told Uba, I hear you got a man. Uba would have still j been just as pissed. I don't believe that. Like, I feel like Sai is emphasizing on the Connecticut part and using that as like her excuse, like of like that's, see, now that's like outing it. Like, that's too far. Like, I did it by an accident, but circle of trust, and it's like,
Because
ooh, that's an alliance.
even the state that he's from or city he's from doesn't fucking matter. Because Jessel was like, oh shit, I didn't know you were dating anyone. Like, she was
Yeah.
surprised by the fact that she was dating,
Right.
regardless of the outing of where he resides day to day. Sai's still fucked up by telling not only one person, but two people. If we saw on camera, she told David, and she's like, fuck, I shouldn't have said this on camera. That never would have come up again. David never would have said a thing. But one, you told Aaron, and then your confessional is like, fuck, I shouldn't have said that. But then you're not that guilty because then again, you talk about it with Aaron and Saw Aaron Brynn.
Just not like I'm getting more anger and about herself being projected out to Bren. And yes, Bren was being messy. And I get why Oop is upset with Bren because
So
she
she
knew
doesn't
not
get
to
in front
say
of
anything
everyone.
and she did it anyways. My argument with that is you're on a reality TV show, Bren's doing her fucking job. You should be mad at your friend that you told initially not to say anything. You didn't tell
Well,
her shit. You didn't tell Bren shit. And she, you didn't tell her not to say, like, I'm just saying, like, that shit was already said on camera, whatever.
you expect Brynn to start shit. Because that's what Brynn does. Don't tell Brynn shit if you don't want it to come out. Like
Yeah.
that's what you
For
expect
real.
from her.
For
But
real.
again, yeah, you can be pissed at Brynn for saying it out loud, but also Bryn never would have known if Sai and Aaron didn't fucking spill the beans. So, you know, Bryn's doing her job. She knows it's reality TV. We need to have some drama. She spilled some shit that she knew she shouldn't have said aloud. She knows
she didn't out the guy, though. You know, like, but let's not act like.
She's like, ugh. Well, Sai told me about him.
Yep. She knew what she was so doing.
Fucking smart that she was like,
I know.
I didn't come out of it. Like, hey.
She's like, no, it was on camera. It's like, I love the way she's, because you know, she was, is that's what it was. She's like, hey. No, I told you what I said on camera. I did not say it was from Connecticut. I did not say it was, like, bitch, now, well, it doesn't matter. You did
you
tell say
me
it on
he's,
camera.
You could tell me that, he's from Minnesota. I wouldn't give a fuck, but.
Does that really gonna, like, we did. You, the fact that she, in their circle of trust, was telling his job and all this, well, like, that wasn't said. So, like, well, I feel
also,
like we're not, we don't know.
They make it sound like it's some, like, small town where, like, okay, what, okay. Oshkosh, where it's like, okay, well, maybe that's gonna, you know.
Yeah, but come on.
Narrow town. It's like, it's Connecticut. That's a pretty big fucking city. Like, we're. I don't think we're gonna figure out
is
who
a
that
state.
Is.
Like,
yeah.
Like that's a whole ass state. Like,
we're not gonna figure it out. Like,
what are we talking?
Pretty, you know.
Yeah. Like, come on. Yeah, but whatever. Yeah. Before we finish talking about this season, I feel like we got to talk about some, like, who was, like, your favorite, who was our least favorite of the season, maybe who's, like, most improved, who had the best confessionals, maybe best fashion. We
okay.
Can remember all those. Okay, what was that first one? Okay, what who was your favorite of the season?
I gotta
Top
go with
two.
Jessel. I
Top
gotta
two.
Go with Jessel and Brynn, because with none of the drama would have started this season if it wasn't for Brynn playing both sides. And she does
wow.
it so well that no one is calling her out from.
I think it's going to be at the reunion, but we'll see.
Which.
It's bound to, it's always going to happen at a reunion. Never, you can't hide at the reunion.
Is Brynn completely over the top? Yes. But the way she had crafted the drama this season.
She's needed.
Masterclass. We could all learn a lesson in how she weaves her way in between everything. It's.
She needs to be on the
Yeah.
seasons, you know, mm-hmm. Like she needs to be a thing. I would say Jessel and Uba. I think Uba started out slow, but ever since she ripped off those glasses, baby,
Uba
she's
hot.
Going up. She's been Uba hot. That flame has been rising. She's still with her man. I hope that this next season we actually see her place. We see her man. I want to know more about her. But she gave us some unbelievable moments this season. And she's stunning. She might be my favorite when it comes to that face card. You know, I guess the fashion. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Uba's hot. Who was your least favorite?
I gotta go sigh.
Yeah.
I mean... The whole shtick of her being hungry constantly grew old very quick for me. And if you're gonna be a villain, own it, girl.
Yeah, we like that. Honestly, unpopular opinion. Jenna.
Which
forgettable.
Judging,
keep forgetting.
Honestly,
we don't talk about her.
Judging from her Watch What Happens Live, I don't see her coming back. Which is fine. It's cool.
It's totally fine.
I
enjoyed
leave.
Her
Okay.
Commentary. I felt like she was a voice of reason. I am open to hearing what Uba has to say and maybe, you know,
we
more
don't,
performative.
We don't hate her, but it's fine.
Yeah.
If you're not on the show, we'll
yeah. I mean, we didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't, she didn't add anything. There was nothing. Sorry. Besides a voice of reason sometimes, but she's not really needed for that. Who had your favorite confessionals?
Probably go with Jessel, actually.
Yeah, I would say Jessel too.
That's where she like
She was
really.
shining. She was, yeah, that's where she got me, was in the
That's
confessionals.
where I was like, okay. What you see on camera is like Jessel being herself. Like she's not covering up for anything.
Yeah.
She's being her authentic self.
Yeah.
Which I love that.
I also said most improved, and you said Pavitt, and I couldn't agree more when you said Pavitt at the beginning.
We thought he was a kind of a douche in the beginning, and now we're like, oh, this dude is
We just
fucking
had to get to
hilarious.
know him, you know? We had
Because
to
you
get to
know
know him
what?
like everybody else.
And the previews like did him dirty so
They
much.
did. We thought he was gonna be cheating on her. We thought they were gonna be like divorced. That's how they do.
I
They
mean,
we I fall into those trailers all the time.
he's even posting his day in Vietnam videos. Like, oh, first class, my free mileage. This was free. I'm
I
gonna eat
know,
this. Like,
it's so funny.
petty as fuck. Love
It's
it.
so great. I love it.
Love it.
So we have two reunions.
Yeah.
One that's closing up
Which
right now.
this is gonna be a make or break it for some of these ladies.
Yeah. I still don't think that because the audience doesn't like you that you should be off. You should only be off if you're not contributing, or if you're if the no one is willing to film with you, or you're not willing to film with anyone. You know, like I think they could literally bring back the exact same cast and get rid of Jenna.
Yeah, 100%.
Maybe add someone, but I don't think you even need to add anyone. Like this is a great cast. Anything else before we go?
No, excited to see what this reunion is going to bring. It was a refreshing season. And I said
It
before,
was.
you know, with it being a reboot, I only have ever watched, you know, Salt Lake City for Housewives, but this was a really great for me intro into the other Housewives
Yeah, I'm so happy that we
franchise.
decided to podcast it. Because I love the original, but you just never know like how it's gonna go and it was so great. So, anything else though? Oh, where can people find us?
You can find us on Twitter at Rehash Trash and on Instagram at Trash Rehash.
Yes, go follow us, and until next time, bye.
Bye.